My role is to provide direct support to employees, connect them with resources, help them navigate systems. So I've helped with all sorts of things, maybe help find housing. I've helped somebody get resources for their elderly parent that needed some in-home help. Just a whole array of things.
Absolutely. So you work with area factories, essentially?
I do. I have actually scheduled times in four of the factories here in town. And then I've also provided some kind of on-call assistance with other members of the chamber, other businesses who might need my help.
I've found it kind of fascinating because we were talking a little bit before we went on how this works. The employees can actually be at work and go and visit you while they're working. They don't have to come in on their day off. They can come and see you while they're working and stay clocked in, right?
Correct. The employers have really been in support of this and want their employees to feel good about themselves and handle whatever stressors are happening in their lives so they can sign up for an appointment to see me. They know what time I'm there on whatever day of the week, and some of them just drop in as well, and they're on the clock. We take care of issues. They get back to work and hopefully have a better day.
Absolutely. How did this come about? Did the factories in the town come to the chamber and say, we've got a need for, you know, someone to come in and do this at our factories? Is that how this came about?
Not exactly. The factories were a part of a meeting, as well as other business people in town, the PEEC group from the chamber, and they were having concerns about keeping employees and retention. So out east and the north, there is a program called an Employee Resource Network. And so we have copied off of them. They've been doing that for 8 to 10 years, started with Cascade Engineering in Michigan. And we meaning Dana, developed a grant, and we received that to hire a resource specialist, workforce specialist here in Mexico. So we have used that as a model.
Absolutely.
To develop ours.
Talk about some of the goals you want to achieve with this, if you will.
Great. Well, obviously, it's to make life better. Make life better for the employees and their families, for employees to know that their employer cares about them. We measure that, obviously, in retention rates, and right now that's a serious issue as the unemployment rate is only like 2.3%. So there aren't a lot of workers out there, and we need them, and a lot of people are working overtime sometimes or don't have places to fill, so keeping them is important. Absenteeism declines. Typically, when this program comes in, it happens to be that work productivity usually goes up because they can focus on their job more. Safety improves because their mind is more on work. And the end result for the employees is that they are happier and therefore their families are happier. And so it's just nice to handle business when you can, when the stressor is there.
No doubt about it. I think it's a great program. I want to wish you the best of luck in that.
Thank you.
I wanted to talk to you a little bit too, but, you know, I hadn't seen you since the Mexico Middle School Reality Store. This was something that you were in charge of and kind of put together. What a great experience that was. And for people who don't know what the Reality Store is, explain a little bit about that this morning.
Sure. It's a life simulation for students to experience the adult life and all the stressors that we have, the budgeting kind of issues. And so they're given a family and an income, and they go around in the gym and meet with about 50 business people, and they're buying their house and paying for their car and finding out that you have to pay for health and car insurance and how much clothing expenses are. Before they came into the Reality Store, they had some classroom activities, some information giving about what the difference is in income if you have after high school training, and then also about how much is taken out of your check. So they figure up their monthly pay that they get before they come into the Reality Store and have to meet with everyone and try to get a bank loan and
Yep, and figure out how to stay within their budget.
Yes.
Exactly. And yes. It's not as easy as what they think, but it was definitely a great experience. And this has been for the Mexico School District, the eighth graders and the freshmen. But I think you're expanding that next year, is that right?
Yes, so we have done this for eighth graders for about 12 years. We also, this year, had to catch up the ninth graders because of COVID. We did not get to have them go through that in eighth grade last year. But typically, since before COVID, we were able to also invite all the other Audrain County eighth graders also. So that will happen again next year when COVID maybe isn't preventing us from doing so. So Community R6, Van Farr, St. Brennan's MMA, and St. Joe from Martinsburg will all be there.
I'm looking forward to it, and as always, you did a great job with that, and it was a really, really great experience.
Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Anything else you want to add this morning, or have we kind of covered everything?
I think we've probably covered everything.
All right. Well, you did a great job. I appreciate you coming by this morning, and best of luck in the future.
Thank you, Matt.